The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 15. 4 weeks can be a long time to wait between our guest episodes, so I've designed these short interludes to bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation at the halfway point. And today's interlude is about how much insight you can get from a tiny fragment of a dream. It's a fragment from one of my dreams, a dream about parkrun and green apples. So, what's the connection between running and green apples? I was dreaming of both when my morning alarm pierced the action and jolted me awake before my dream came to its natural conclusion. The dream fragment teased and tantalised me. I had no full dream storyline to work with, and very little recall of what actually happened before the green apple scene, but it demanded my attention. How much insight can a dream fragment deliver? A dream interpretation is all about making connections. Connections between the elements in your dream and connections between the dream and your waking life. So on that note, and to set the scene, do you play the New York Times game Connections? It's a daily puzzle that lists 16 words that look, at first glance, entirely random. And your job is to find the connections between the words and sort them into four themes. In yesterday's puzzle, for example, the words deliberate, muse, noodle, reflect connect because they all mean ponder. While cranium, cronut, luna, puffin stuff connect because each word starts with a bird homophone. Well, yes, of course, you might nod, but these connections are easy to see in hindsight, and the puzzles are always cleverly spiked with red herrings. My daily platter of word games currently consists of connections, strands, and Wordle. I like the fact that you can only play each game once a day. That's just enough to warm up my brain without tempting me to do more. Which brings me back to the connection between running and green apples. Let's start with my dream fragment. I was in a house visiting three different people in three different rooms. I think I was helping them or training them. Someone knocked on the front door, and when I opened it, there was a small bag of green apples sitting on the doorstep. Who had left me this gift? I looked along the street. A friend from parkrun was jogging away. Yes, it was a relatively boring dream, but those green apples were enticingly puzzling. They stood out to me, bright green, almost larger than life. You can't take a dream dictionary approach to interpreting a dream. Our dream symbols are born of our personal experiences, conscious and unconscious. I closed my eyes and asked the green apples to speak to me. Straight away, the words from a poem I knew well in childhood came up. Eat no green apples or you'll droop. Be careful not to catch the croup. Avoid the chicken pox and such, and don't fall out the windows much. And that's from a poem called Advice to Small Children by Edward Anthony, 1895 to 1971. And one of my primary school teachers wrote the poem in my autograph book, and I always thought it was funny. That same teacher organised an impromptu run on a lazy summer school day afternoon. We had to run to a tree, run around it, and run back to the start line. It was only about 50 metres there and back, and we were 6 or 7 years old. I circled the tree as instructed, and couldn't understand why at least half the class stopped short of the tree and turned back. I don't remember being upset by this, just really puzzled. I go to parkrun most Saturday mornings. Parkrun is a Saturday morning community 5K run, jog or walk event that takes place in more than 2,000 locations in 23 countries across 5 continents. It's a volunteer-led free event, so most people also volunteer from time to time. It started in London, England in 2004 and is continually expanding. Our local parkrun takes us uphill, along a bluff, around a tree at the halfway point, then back to the start. Yes, we run around a tree. And you know what? I hadn't made the connection to my school tree story until I started writing this paragraph. No one cheats at parkrun. Why would they? In any case, there's a volunteer marshal stationed at the tree to point out the route. At the end of my parkrun, well, you know, jog really, it's all I can do to reach the finish line. One step further feels impossible. I'm all done in. I literally droop, bent over, body limp, momentarily exhausted. 2 minutes later, I feel fantastic and energized. Let's gather some threads. The woman who left the green apples for me in my dream is a friend from parkrun. She runs faster than me. Recently, she's been training, running longer distances several times a week, and this is showing up in her parkrun results. I only run once a week at parkrun, and I've probably reached my personal best. To run faster or further, I would need to run more than once a week. And there's a part of me, represented by my parkrun friend in the dream, that is primed to take on the extra challenge, to do more, to train and reach a new personal best. It's in my nature to take challenges seriously, to not sell myself short, to always run around the tree. But, you know, there's only room for so many challenges in life. In my dream, I was helping or training 3 different people in 3 different rooms. In this season of my life, I do yoga, strength training, and walking, each several times a week. 3 different types of physical training. And when a running opportunity knocks at the door, well, how could I possibly fit that in beyond my casual weekly park run? The dream offered me a clear warning. I may be tempted, oh look, another apple reference, like Eve tempted by the apple. I may be tempted to go running more than once a week, to train, to get better, faster. But the gift in that would be a green apple droop. Exhaustion. I imagine there were probably 5 green apples in that dream bag. A temptation to add 5 runs a week to my routine, major exhaustion. Know thyself. Dreams help you to know yourself, to see yourself and your situation more clearly, to understand what drives you, often unconsciously, and why. And such insight invites self-compassion and opens the way for good decision-making and positive change. I drew many insights from this dream fragment, and I've only shared a snippet here to keep this interlude podcast short. My message to you is, if you only remember a fragment of a dream, don't discard it. Record it in your dream journal and use some of the tips you've learned from listening to my podcasts or from doing my dream interpretation course to reap some meaningful gold. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 303, will be out in 2 weeks on the 16th of April, 2026. And my guest, Rat Race Release Coach Carolina Barker, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. Now, have you done my dream interpretation course yet? It's called How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. You can begin it today, right now. Simply go to my website at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H to get started. And the link is in the show notes. JaneTeresa.com is also where you can find out about my consultation services, my books, and other courses. Thank you as always to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.